Jingle Bell Rock. It's Ocean 100, 8:09 on the button. Good morning, and welcome to the Ocean 100 Morning Show for Charlottetown and Kinloch Home Hardware. It's Darcy, Jill, and Scott here with you, and we're getting closer to the big day, less than 2 weeks away now. The kids are excited. We were at a station event for our sister station last night, and a lot of the children had a chance to visit with Santa Claus at YYG Charlottetown Airport, and it was awesome. Mm-hmm. The magic filled the air. Mm-hmm. And of course, Talking with Santa is back.
It is.
Yeah, so tonight at 5:30, have your list ready to go, as long or as short as you want. Doesn't matter. Okay?
You guys?
Chihuahua.
Chihuahua. Is that what you just said?
Yeah, what?
I didn't mean to interrupt you. Go ahead.
No, I have nothing left. Go ahead.
I was going to read a poem, if you would be up for a poem today.
A poem?
A poem. You know, was the Night Before Christmas.
I've heard of it, yeah.
Sounds like it needs music.
Well, I figured we could use a bit of a mom spin on things. So with a little help from some AI and a little tweaking, I have this version for all the moms out there in the land. Would that be okay?
So this is, hang on. The mom's version of "'Twas the Night Before Christmas."
This is "'Twas the Night Before Christmas" for all those moms out there who are just trying their best.
Written by Jill Chandler and ChatGPT.
Right. Okay. I think I'll take a second. Anyway, we'll see how this goes.
Okay.
"'Twas the night before Christmas when all through the house not a creature was stirring. Except for this spouse, the stockings were hung by the chimney with care, but mom's to-do list still filled the night air. The children were nestled all snug in their beds, while visions of screen-free time danced in my head. And dad in his chair, remote in his hand, was just the coziest looking dad in the land. When out in the kitchen there arose such a clatter, I tripped on a toy to see what was the matter. Away to the sink I flew like a flash, scrubbing the dishes from supper's rehash. The moon on the piles of laundry below gave a luster of chaos to objects in tow. When what to my overworked eyes should appear but a half-wrapped tape nowhere near. With a sigh so deep and a coffee in hand, I tackled the chores that were not even planned. I tried to get organized, my attempts so lame, as I muttered and mumbled each chore by name. Now dishes, now laundry, now vacuum that floor, on wrapping, on cleaning, and find that one more. To the top of the closet, to under the bed. Why so much prep work? I said. And then, in a twinkling, I heard on the roof the unmistakable sound of some reindeer hooves. I froze for a moment, then laughed till I cried. Must be the caffeine. I'm just sleep-deprived. I turned to my task when a soft sound drew near. A jingle, a chuckle, it thrilled me to hear. Down the chimney came St. Nicholas with a grin. He made it look so easy, the joy from within. He spoke not a word, but went straight to his task, filling the stockings as I stood there aghast. Then he turned with a smile, so gentle and wide, and said, you're the true magic. It's you who provides. My weary eyes glistened, my heart filled with cheer, as Santa's warm wink brought the magic near. He leapt to his sleigh, called his team with a cry, and off they all soared through the starry night sky. But I heard him exclaim, as he drove out of sight, take a break, Supermom, and to all a good night.
You know, thanks,
ChatGPT.
That's pretty good. I think that proves we're all fired eventually. I think that's what that proves. All right. I love it, Jill. Thank you.
You're welcome.
The Ocean 100 Morning Show with Darcy, Jill, and Scott. Do not try this at home.
The new O'Brien Social Bar and Kitchen.